BFM Sunday Business Show
with Avantcard. Choose personalised pricing. It's made for you.
We always say it on the Sunday Business Show, if it's easy, it's not worth winning. Well, I've just made that up anyway. Well, grueling is what participants in the Richard Branson-backed Voom competition describe what it's like to participate. And then you were in it when you are in it to win it. And win it they did. Irish company Junior Einsteins were winners of the Start and Spark category. It's a science club that inspires kids to get involved in science through hands-on activities. Tracy Jane Cassidy is the brains, get it? Brains? Behind the Young Einsteins Club, and she joins me in studio. Good morning, Tracy Jane, or may I call you TJ?
Of course you may, and good morning. Thank you for the warm welcome.
Why did you, or did Young Einsteins Club win?
Well, I think we won because we started from a point of passion. And we
always helps.
Always helps. And a little bit of frustration as well. I moved back to Ireland. My children weren't doing enough science. And I'm a scientist. So I was frustrated about that. And I also have a huge passion for STEM and STEM subjects.
Hang on a second now. You've just told me a few seconds ago that you moved back to Ireland and your kids were very, very tiny.
They were tiny.
So what the hell are you trying to make them study science for when they're tiny? They should have been looking at, I don't know, looking at the grass grow or something. Maybe that's what you call science.
It is. That's exactly what it is. And that's what we're trying to encourage. So children have this amazing natural sense of wonderment, curiosity, creativity. What we're trying to do is tap into that early. Science is a language. Let's teach them the grammar of that language when they're very young. So they're more likely to choose science subjects when they get to secondary level and hopefully on to third level.
They aren't studying science. I don't mean your kids. Just in general. It seems to be, you know, there's an awful lot of emphasis on trying to get more people to learn sciences in this country. But it's a bit like languages. We're not mad about it, are we?
Certainly, yeah, I would agree. I think languages is another thing that to be addressed, but maybe not by me and maybe not soon. But science, certainly. I mean, we're doing the best we can, getting children doing hands-on interactive science at a very young age, trying to get them to learn how to make mistakes, how to make a mess, how to...
Irish people are very good at that, I can tell you. Certainly, and they... Well, we were going to say something, but no, we're moving on.
Moving on. So what we do is we take this passion and this mess and we do hands-on science in an interactive way through science birthday parties, after-school clubs, during school clubs, science summer camps, science everything.
Birthday parties, please.
It is brilliant. You should have one.
No.
We have done so many events where adults have been the main participants because the adults get so excited.
On me or something. Or
close enough. So we get a Van der Graaff generator, electrocute a Barbie doll, discuss electricity, make loads of slime, but explain what is long-chain polymerization and Newtonian fluids.
See,
children take it in.
I know what a Van der Graaff generator is.
You're one of the few. You are one of the few.
Actually, it was once upon a time as well. There's a rock group called the Van der Graaff Generator as well.
Absolutely. I discovered that when I was trying to buy Van der Graaff generators online.
And all their albums popped up. Come here to me. You are a business. You're not just trying to get kids to learn science. That's part of it, but it is a business. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a wonderful result.
What is the business?
The result is that it has become a very successful business, thankfully. The business is doing very well, thankfully.
How do you make money out of it?
Do I make money?
How?
Oh, well.
We like being nosy.
Oh, well, because we charge money for the birthday parties and the science camps and the school clubs and everything else, we had a nice little boost from Richard Branson recently, as you mentioned, which is
a wonderful. 55,000 sterling plus... A truckload of support.
And the truckload of support is really what's going to take us where we're going now. So we have incredible experts, the top experts in their field, who are going to get Junior Einstein Science Club to where we want to go, which is franchising internationally and becoming a dominant brand.
And do you call him Sir Richard or do you call him Rick?
I call him Sir Richard because I'm quite formal.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. Come on, TJ. He actually likes what you do.
He loves what we do, thankfully, which is, well, firstly, gratefully, why we won the competition.
And he wants his grandchildren to do it.
He does. He said it's brilliant and he would love his four grandchildren to do it and he's eager to assist and help take it to the next level.
And anybody who wants to know more about your business will find you...
on www.junioreinsteinsscienceclub.com.
Today FM's Sunday Business Show
with Avantcard. Choose personalised pricing. It's made for you.